Welcome to the Coaching and Therapy channel. So this channel is quite close to my heart because I train coaches in embodiment. I mean, why? Because if you don't work with the body, you're missing a lot. Whether you're a coach, a therapist, facilitator, whatever, that's how you go deep quickly. That's how you do stuff that's sticky. We have to take the body into account. This channel is sponsored by Dylan Newcombe and Uzazu Embodied Intelligence. Dylan is a genius, quite simply put, and I wouldn't say that about many people in this field. I've been studying with Dylan for, God, the first time was probably 10 years ago in the Netherlands. Speaks fluent Dutch, by the way, as well as Korean and a few other languages. What I love about Dylan is his ability to make models of things, looking at how embodiment works. His system, Uzazu, U-Z-A-Z-U, is really all about state shifting. So I think of him as the sort of master of state changing, how we can shift our state, our client's state, and how we can develop ourselves through those different ways of being. So I think for coaches and therapists, it's like easy to learn, practical toolkit. I've used it myself over the years. So if you want a 3-day online training with Dylan, then look at the link below, or you can go to Uzazu, uzazu.org. And even easier, he's got an embodied assessment there you can do as well. We all love doing these little tests about ourselves, but this is an embodied one. So there you go. Welcome to the Coaching and Therapy channel. I'm going to be on this one a lot just because there's lots of cool people on here. Lots of people, I think, you know, well worth a listen. Embodiment in facilitation is so necessary. So from me to you, welcome.
I'm really glad to introduce Stefania, who is an energy surgeon devoted to truth and embodiment of your rich genius. She spent 9 years in private natural medicine practice before working exclusively with ambitious men and women to increase wealth, vitality, and energy in all its forms. The successful clients who come into her practice are powerful, experienced healers, creatives, and magicians. Yet the elusive cap of the success is frustrating the hell out of them. Mics to you, Stefania.
Hello, thank you. Thank you, everyone who's joining us today. I think that this is some really important and provocative information. All that you will need to participate fully in this transmission is an open mind and an open heart, and to be present, to try to bring yourself to the present, whether you're catching me live or on the replay. So there is a pandemic amongst modern empowered women, and it wreaks havoc on our bodies and our relationships, and it is not a virus. Now I'm curious, and I'm going to ask the audience to participate in this. I want this to be a very interactive experience. So does anyone in the audience ever think things like, I'll just do it myself? Or if I do it myself, it'll get done righter and faster. Or I don't want to have to need anyone because that would just be needy. I'm getting an uh-huh. Yes, thank you. Anyone else, please join in. Don't be shy. As we said earlier, it's not only that we won't bite you, it's that we can't. So please come on in. So that I don't want to need anyone has become what I think is a bit of part of the pandemic here of the independent woman. And it's almost like a battle cry of the independent woman, like sword in hand, charging ahead on your steed and lopping off the head of anyone who disrupts your quest, like a one woman army. And yes, this can feel extremely powerful. Like, I am woman, hear me roar. But I'm gonna let you in on a secret. Do you know what's even more powerful than that? Being a fully supported, robustly healthy, financially free, happy, open-hearted, receptive, integrated, embodied woman. So why is having it all so elusive? You know, especially when we women, we're taught to just go out and get what we want. So what is this? Why is it elusive? And then also the more sort of interesting question is, what is that irresistible magnetism that some women have while others burn out? So we're going to unpack that as we go along. Now, it has to do with a woman's ability to receive masculine energy as her birthright. And I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking, you know, when I refer to masculine energy, I'm referring to men, money, and the masculine aspect of God. So I experience money as holding a very distinctly masculine energy, because money is a great provider. It can be a protector. It's certainly the bringer of options. And I also mean the capacity to receive very real mortal men in all the ways they show up in life. So why is this so hard? Like, why is receiving men and masculine energy so stinking hard for women? And the reason is really that it just felt unsafe for women to be on the receiving end of masculine penetrative energy because of the generations of personal and collective trauma and from non-consensual dominance of women. Now, the women who came before us said with love, they so often teach us to never need a man. And in a great twist of sort of postmodern irony, we have literally been taught it's not safe to need a man. So even when a man is benevolent with the best of intentions, we're still armored. We're still closed to being penetrated by his heart to your heart. And this has very real consequences. So what are women actually afraid of when it comes to masculine energy? What's so stinking scary? It's being powerless. We're afraid of being powerless. We're afraid of being dominated in a way that is scary, especially, you know, the fear that we would be without choice or without the resources to support yourself. So being dominated, period. Right. So what we've learned to do is create an energetic armor of protection. So yes, heart, so defense of the heart, but the whole entire body can create what I call armor, which is an energetic density and sort of the resistance of the receiving that we really want. It's almost a joke, cosmic joke, that we are armored to the thing that we want most, in the hopes that you'll never need anybody, in the hopes that you'll never be left destitute. And, you know, over time, on the sort of flip side of this, our culture has asked, if not required, men to also be softer and more feminine and more pliable, kind of like our girlfriends, but bigger and hairier, as Alison Armstrong teaches in a teasing way, right? So what we women, we overthink, we overfunction, we overcompensate, and we overcompensate for the armoring by then becoming more like men. We take on the penetrative role of man, and we destroy the unspoken masculine feminine polarity that is very natural. We sort of destroy that with our need to be in control. Now, it's important to know that this destruction of the polarity in the armoring is a completely normal trauma response. However, it's so stimulating. And when I say stimulating, I mean it releases a lot of adrenaline. And adrenaline is a highly addictive chemical. The brain will actually seek it. I mean, who doesn't know an adrenaline junkie? It's exciting, it's stimulating, it's like caffeine, it's like dun 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 dun, until it creates adrenal fatigue and hormone and weight issues and infertility and the things that make a woman's body seem like it's going awry. So I'm gonna ask a little question of the audience here. Which is your flavor of uber independence, ladies? Are you a people pleaser? Are you a fixer? Are you an overthinker? Do you get a lot of tension in your neck and back? Or do you mentally sort of hit the eject button when the tension gets high, like the avoidant type? I'd love to hear from the audience here. What is your way of showing that independence? All of it. all of the above. Fixer, overthinker. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Dawn. Hello, darling. do it myself with numbing tendencies. Yes, that's a really good point, Kim, the numbing tendencies. Yeah, and we have all kinds of ways that can show up, right? So I think it's safe to say we all do some part of that. We please, we fix, we overthink, we get tense, we leave, we numb. Those are all the ways that we show our independence and our, I don't need this. I don't need him. I don't need anyone. I can do it myself. Now, your relationship to being a woman and therefore to masculine energy is something women, we're just not taught to consider that when we climb the ladder of success yet. I've discovered it's crucial for a woman's femininity and to her enduring well-being and creativity and confidence. At least, I mean, truly enduring well-being. You know, I've worked with women as a doctor, and I've also worked with women in a more coaching capacity. Overthinker, people pleaser, do it myself because you cannot trust. Yep, kind of all of them. We need our bodies to come into more of a yin feminine frequency for things like longevity. You know, we're not just talking about like, hey, make more money and be successful. We're talking about to be in a body that's going to endure this life. You know, we can take it even a little further into like, you know, how your skin looks, how your body handles weight, how you feel when you wake up in the morning, all of that. Live long and prosper. Exactly. So I'm known as Dr. S. I'm a mother, a physician turned shaman. I'm a woman's embodiment mentor, and I do psychic surgeries. But underneath that, I'm a woman who has completely, completely transformed my life. But it happened after I hit a wall. I got everything I thought I wanted. I got a financial boom I worked so hard for. I took this storybook vacation to Hawaii with my son. And I was like, you know what? I have hit the big time. But I came home from that trip. It was a trick. And I had an epic crash. Oh, dear Lord. Like bronchitis that took a very unusually long time to recover from. And part of that time, I couldn't even care for my kid. It was like this downward trajectory, spiraling down of anxiety and depression and just utter burnout. And I was a little embarrassed at the time too, because I'm like, I'm a doctor. Why can't I conquer this? I know what to do with the body. What is my problem? But the reason it got that bad, is because I'm wicked stubborn. Any wicked stubborn women in the group? I'm sure there are. And because I was a modern day feminist. Yep, I hit what I wanted and then what? Yes. I was a modern day feminist. I was overfunctioning to the hilt. I took on way too much responsibility, making everybody else happy, like determined to not need anyone, especially a man. Yes, yes, yes. So the descent into depression and anxiety was actually a gift because it eventually cracked me open. And I was forced to reevaluate my entire way of being in the world. You can probably hear my voice getting a little shaky. It changed my life truly. And if I'm honest, I was stubborn that whole time. Oh, Lord. But over time, I recognized the opportunity to confront what I was gripping onto like this, like seriously, like death talons onto my independence. And the preconceived notions of what it means to be a woman in this modern world. You know, I had this unconscious resistance to letting myself be truly supported, you know, by men, by money, and by God. And it led me to this, what we're really talking about today, a legendary love affair with the masculine divine, and I am a changed woman. There's a softness, there's an openness, and I speak differently to myself in my head. And I have tremendous respect and devotion for the masculine that I never had before. And the formerly contentious relationship with my son's father, because we co-parent now, we split in 2014, that went from pure hell in custody court to like, we're kind of what Americans call besties. We're so close, completely transformed, and co-parenting our son the way we always wanted to. My adrenals, my thyroid, my nervous system, they've healed. I have a way of calling in the spirit of money quickly and reliably. And that's a whole other conversation, but yes. And I've let myself be felt, received, supported, and held by men and by my devotion to God. And I truly believe that every woman, including each of you listening to this talk, possesses the ability to heal anything, to have financial miracles, to have it any way you want it. And I know this because I've done it. And more importantly, I've helped hundreds of women do the same. But for these women, it's not really about the career in money. It looks like that at first blush. It's more about welcoming the masculine divine and therefore men and money into your heart as a woman. I'm just going to take a sacred pause here. Light a little sage. This subject means so much to me, so near and dear to my heart, and it goes way beyond what I learned in medical school. Oh my goodness. I actually think what I learned in medical school might have hindered me a little bit because I was focusing so hard on that and I was missing the entire frickin' point. Okay. So what is the irresistible magnetism that some women have while others burn out? It's this. But let's break that down a little bit more so you can really understand what I'm saying. So truth number one, a woman's suppressed femininity is the leading cause of burnout. I believe a woman can only be truly free financially, physically, fully expressed in your art and medicine when you have let go of what is not letting you know yourself in all facets as a receptive woman. I mean, modern women, we've had to harden our natural rhythms. We've had to do this in order to succeed in a world that's wired for speed. Our world is wired for speed and high impact and high adrenaline and like young energy. And it's not that that's all wrong. It's that what it's done to a woman's nervous system. We've become overtaxed. We've become armored. You know, our system just becomes reactive to masculine energy even. You know, men, money, and God. Remember, masculine energy, men, money, and God. And the funny thing is, truly, deeply, we're coded with the desire to let go and be held. And you might have even heard the sage advice, in order to let go, you just have to surrender, man. Just surrender. It's like, excuse me, what? I mean, the definition of surrender is to cease resistance to an enemy and to submit to their authority. And to an alpha woman, if you surrender or submit, even to God, it's like, this is terrifying. And the idea of surrender comes with this mental image of like laying down all the defenses that keep you safe from harm. And so the nervous system goes, excuse me. But it's not about becoming defenseless. It's about allowing your nervous system to relax and soften. It's about being open and in devotion to God as protector, as provider, as playmate, allowing greater precision in your spiritual gifts, and to let yourself be penetrated by God as masculine. That allows you to know very important things, very practical things. How to live in a way that creates and keeps your body vibrant and healthy. What to do to allow the most money to come to you. How to make time for more fun in your life. How to hone your craft with position. Precision. How to hone your craft with precision. Now, this is how that feminine side of you, like the creative, flowy, like wet and open side, has a place to play, is when you're in receiving. So let's start doing a little bit of that now, shall we? I've got some little alchemical exercises planned for you. So what I'm going to invite you to do is to really feel like your bum in the seat that you're on. Like, bring your awareness and attention to that point of contact of you sitting on the seat. And then also your back touching the back of the chair. And perhaps even your feet on the floor. I'm going to ask you to call all your energy back to you, because often we're just spread out all over the place. We're thinking about later. We're thinking about earlier. It's like from all the places, all the timelines, all your plans for later. You can even calm the energy with your hands if you want. And just imagine if you're a woman, and I'm going to tell, if you're a man, I'm going to fill that in too. If you're a woman, I want you to imagine yourself kneeling on a plush pillow before a very attractive, benevolent, playful, protective, providing Adonis of a god, whom you desire to be gently and safely led by. This is how we begin, sisters. He's protective, he's provider, he's benevolent, and he's hot. Woo! Yeah. You can feel that, like, energy start to move in your body, and you do desire to be gently and safely led by him. If you're a man, or if you prefer woman as your romantic ideal, imagine a benevolent, soft, inviting, stunningly beautiful goddess to whom you are devoted to serve. And notice what emotions kind of stir up in you right now. Now, if you're, this is mainly geared toward women. So if you desire to be gently and safely led by this insanely hot god, where is that flowing energy in your body? Do you feel it in your sex? Do you feel it in your gut or your jaw? Is there a warm or a hum that lets you know the energy is flowing there? And are there areas where it sort of stops or feels absent or blocked? And can you sense how that's the same for your life force or your chi? You know, there's areas in the body where it flows super easily. But the idea of being led by this god with whom you are beginning a love affair. Take a deep breath in. And we're going to have a prolonged exhale. Let's do that again. Breathing in. Prolonged exhale. That prolonged exhale will bring you into more of a yin or parasympathetic, opposite of fight or flight. Calm the nervous system energy. Ready for some more? Okay. Mistake number one that I see, trying to make men obsolete. I was entirely guilty of this at one point in my life. And the thing is, you don't even always know you're doing it. It's like when you inadvertently shut off your desire to receive the masculine, you begin to generate all of your life force and external results from your body instead of what you could be doing, which is being refueled and assisted by the unseen. It's as if you have become the sole generator of everything. And that's a one-way ticket to burnout, but there's a much easier way. The problem is that there's an illusion of nobility of doing it all yourself, and that carries this huge amount of voltage in the feminine collective. This is exactly what I used to do. It's exactly what led me to burnout. But through my very own, like, well-meaning mama and well-meaning grandmother, I was taught to never need a man, and nearly every woman I know was taught the same darn thing. Like, that needing a man was dangerous, it was a way to head for ruin. But here is the deeper problem that that line of thinking creates, and it's not about marriage or romance. So I'm gonna tell you a little story here. A client of mine, she was just stuck in mistrust of the masculine because, and then because of her fear and mistrust, she was unconsciously trying to make men obsolete. And here's how you know you're doing that, or her example. And this came on the coattails of leaving a marriage. So if you've ever had a big breakup, you want to make that person obsolete, right? Now, it had become destructive enough that she had, like, PTSD, she had to move country. And by the time she hired me, she was, like, completely burnt out. And all the time it had been like this pedal to the metal style of becoming a financial success. And she did, she made a whole bunch of money. But here's what she kept running into, you know, even after the divorce, she thought if she made more money, the problem would disappear. This is what we're taught. Make more money and it'll work itself out. Make more money, you'll be able to pay for more things. You'll be able to relax. But money was not the problem. You know, it's never the thing. It's the relationship to the thing. But it was her mistrust of the masculine. Now, some might say that divorce is stressful. That's why she was so exhausted. And yes, breakups of all kinds do take their toll on your nervous system. However, in our work together, here's what she discovered. Her mind was constantly playing stories about how masculine energies, like her husband and money, weren't delivering. Her brain was constantly saying, I'm not getting what I need. I'm not getting what I need. He's not showing up. And she realized, this is where it gets very yum yum. She realized she had the same beliefs about God. She had the same beliefs about God not showing up and her ability to be provided for without having to do traditional hard work. You know, the proverbial like nose to the grindstone that our culture celebrates. This is why she's burning out. She had the best training. She had exceptional emotional intelligence. She's a well-trained woman, but she could not see trusting men as safe. And she felt like she had to keep holding the sword because like, what if he betrays her again? She had like a death grip on this mental sword. So then she went through the process of de-armoring her former templates around the masculine. And in doing so, she repaired her imprint of the masculine within her body, in her psyche, and in her way of being. I've seen this time and again. Once a woman is willing to do that work of healing this, of kind of removing lower masculine templates from how she operates, then she blossoms open. It's amazing. It's like lifting the roof, the big like dome off of everything. And she learned to trust herself and intuition and God. And it changes a woman on a cellular level, just like it did for my client. This is how she created a new identity of a woman in love with her own body. Shining example and sensual expression of art and medicine. It's glorious. And in addition to that, she's got this new resilience, like a trust that her foundation is solid enough for her next big step. So let's do a little of that. Let's play with the energy again. Let's do some more energy fun. A woman receives the masculine, the highest reception of the masculine in a woman's body is through her root. Now, yes, that's analogous to intercourse, but that's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying this is energetic. This is a non-sexual penetration, and we're going to do it right now. Men receive the great goddess through their heart, because the heart is a yin and receiving organ too. Now, the energy does flow very beautifully between masculine and feminine here. We need each other. Men and women need each other, regardless of your romantic inclinations. It does take two to tango, so let's just do a little energetic tango. For women, here's what I'm going to have you do. Remember that God that you stood before or kneeled before? You're going to stand up in your mind. You're still before this benevolent, playful, protective, gorgeous God. And you allow yourself to receive energy, benevolent, loving, penetrative, protective, providing energy from his root to your root. Let that sensation begin to warm and hum your sex. Feel that energy coming in. Or at least feel that part of your body awaken and liven up in this moment. You might feel warming, pulsating, buzzing. Let it come into your sex. And remember, by the way, this is you with you. This is not an external entity of God. This is your God self within. Let the energy run to your sex. And up to your heart. Feel it kind of come to the heart and let the heart swell. Now let that energy run from your heart to his heart. This is how you give back. And he can receive you into his heart. And feel how good that feels to give back to him. Thank you. Thank you for all you have brought me. Thank you for all you are doing now and all you ever will do. And now you can see that energy kind of running from his heart down to his root and back from his root to your root. And we have created a circuit of mutual giving and receiving. And just let it run. Now this exercise in particular, you can do anytime when you need to feel recharged. Feel how good that feels. Let it light up your heart, your beautiful face. Let your heart, sex, and face connect and connect to God. How wonderful does that feel? Oh my. Nice big breath. Feel rejuvenated by this. And if a man is listening, let her give to you through your heart. It's the same idea. Okay, shall we move on? I don't want to move on too quickly. Sometimes this can be this can really open some things for a woman to just let herself feel that. All right. Secret number one. De-armoring and opening the heart and body is the keys to the kingdom. You can probably feel from the energetic exercise that we just did that this can change you. And that took 30 seconds. 1 minute. Feel how different you feel in your body just from the receiving and the giving. And from kind of knowing what direction to let it flow in you for highest benefit. Your heart is an organ of perception, and it's an organ of response to how you perceive the world. You probably already have a sense of it's the center point between upper and lower chakras, heaven and earth, Father Sky, Mother Earth. It's also an organ of what is called Hieros Gemmos. That is the alchemical union of the masculine and feminine. They meet together in the heart. This is where you give and receive. Your heart feels, it hears, it sees, your heart knows and remembers. Your heart is where your earth path and your soul path are coupled. It's where you yearn to belong and be filled and be free. Your heart has desire and turn on. Your heart is where your own art and medicine that the world needs to experience comes from. And your highest expression, this is what the world needs. The world needs your art and medicine that comes from your unarmored heart. But first you have to put down your sword. You have to remove your armor. And with the power of removing your armor against the masculine, you can go from a one-woman army to being supported by an unseen army in a body that no longer dips into burnout. Taking your body with you on your next massive expansion and service to humanity. This is, if you take nothing else from what I'm telling you today, take this. Your body must come with you on your next massive expansion. No matter what you do, no matter how successful or you know who you marry or how much money, the body must come with you. And sisters, we must de-armor so that we can experience that birthright of being regenerated by the divine, by the men in our life, and receiving on a whole new level. I'm about to open for questions, but I do want to make sure that I've mentioned, if you're saying to yourself, wow, that sounds amazing, but like, how? How do I de-armor? How do I open the heart more and de-armor the heart? I do have a free event starting on Wednesday. It's in the Wealth Medicine Facebook group. Today is Sunday, so that's going to start on Wednesday, which is in 3 days. So if you go to, I think there's a link attached to today's presentation. Wealth Medicine on Wednesday. Okay. I can feel the energy still really running for a lot of the group. So I want to almost bring you back to that, because it's funny to, in the interest of time and making sure we can also get to questions before we end, I moved on, but I can feel like people cooking. I can feel the energy really going. So yes, I would like to open this to questions. And I'm gonna make this a little bigger so I can see. Hello, beautiful people. And I'm gonna open the chat.
Yeah, so that for participants, then probably if you have questions now, you can post them directly in the chat so we can read them.
I see a question from Claudia. That was really good. How might it be if doing it longer? Well, sister, there is no limit. There is no limit to how good that can feel. I've had clients get to the point of near orgasm, and some of them actually have, because it's the whole body gets involved. You know, even the parts of the brain that feel genital stimulation, which actually, if you know the anatomy of the brain at all, the area of the brain that senses genital stimulation is where the right and left meet, right here, right at the crown, right at the center, right where the masculine and feminine sides of the brain meet. I'm like, well, that's an interesting design. That was well played, God. Nicely done. There's Kyrios-Skamos significance all over the anatomy and physiology of the body, which is a lot of my work, but that was too much for today too. So I would highly recommend that you practice that running of the energy. It can get you pretty high, which is a wonderful feeling. And then I gotta say, if I run that in the morning, the rest of my day goes great. I'm more patient with my son. I have the words for my work. If I decide to create any kind of marketing spell, it goes great. I even choose food a little differently, more from a place of pleasure and what my body's asking for than like a just grab and go. It's life-changing, truly. How can we tell that the problem is our armor and when it is actually about the man? Anything that you decide you want and create a path of how to, it has to be about you and not the other person. It's for you. And it's between you and God. So the question always is, you know, how do I take more accountability and responsibility for my own energy here? And if you allow yourself to focus on receiving more God, then the other person is probably going to make some little adjustments, or they're going to leave your field. And I know that that's a really succinct and plain way to say something that might not sound so great. But yeah, I observe that if women are a little focused on what he's doing, it pulls you out of what I call your throne. Your throne as a woman who's in receptive mode, who's letting God help her. The second you're like, what is he doing? Is it him or is it me? Just focus on you, mama. Just focus on you. It was a lot to digest. Yes. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for me? I do tend to speak in provocative terms. I hope that that was enjoyable for you. Mm-hmm. Good. How do we know if God is masculine? God is masculine and feminine. For women that are romantically inclined to invite a man into her bed, this can be highly sexualized. And we can make it as provocative as you wish. And it's receiving the masculine God as the great mother. So you embody the feminine aspect of God and receive the masculine aspect of God. Does that make sense? Yeah. If we have time left, we do a little exercise again. Felt really good. That's the best part, right? Yeah. Okay. I think we do. If there's more questions, I'm happy to answer them. The problem is when we want the other person to be the God you describe that way, we are disappointed with the personhood of the man. The thing is, what I think you're running into there is something, oh, I fell for that classic blunder, that's for sure. Trying to change ourselves to make him change. Or almost trying to train him on how to be more masculine or more God. That will really wear you out. There's a lot of people that do training for men on this kind of thing. One guy in particular, his name is Om Rupani. What I help women do is just focus on herself opening and removing all of the lower masculine templates from how she thinks and feels and acts so that you can embody the Great Mother. From there, you naturally invite and resonate with a higher level of masculine. To me, that's where your accountability and responsibility is most in integrity. And it also is the way to keep from going back to overfunctioning, right? Yeah. Focus on you, but do open your eyes. Right. Yes. So let's take that same exercise and let's add a little something about the heart to it. And this is a slightly new concept, but it looks like we have 7 minutes, so I think we can do it. Has anyone heard of the shape called a toroid? It's like this, or it can go down the other way. It is a wave form that is seen in all natural things, trees, the human heart, cells. The human body has a toroid and the earth. We all have the same waveform. So if you take what we did with receiving the masculine into the root, mine's like booming right now from this talk. So let yourself really feel it. Don't hold back. Don't pull the plug. Let it get huge. Like, not to be graphic, but let your pussy swell up. Excuse me, but seriously, let it go. Open, let her do her thing. Chastity belts are gone, y'all. Right? Ha! You feel the energy of the room? Just go, whoo! Right. Oh my goodness, yes. Maybe you just all needed the P word. Let that energy come in and up. And this time, instead of it stopping at your heart and going out this way, let it go up your and create a toroid and then down to the earth, back up through the body. Up. Feel how good that feels. Down to the earth. Back up through your sex, through your system, out your crown, down and around. You can use your hands to trace it to start, to really show the energy what you want it to do. But feel how you're getting a different benefit here. You're grounding it into the earth when you let it come down. And you're even picking up some yin from Mother Earth. Up. I find this incredibly soothing. From there, notice how you can let that expand a little. It doesn't have to be a tight little toroid. It can go bigger. And let your energy field around your human body go a little bigger. Woo, the voltage goes up, right? Now, a lot of our expanding and going to the next level of anything is how much voltage you can hold. How much energy can you let run through your system without running away? There you go. Good. I feel everyone expanding. your expansion potential is infinite, like the universe. There is no stopping it. It's how much you desire and then let it. Good. You feel that? Feel how your whole system is humming. Within, without, top to bottom. I see one more question here. How not to be afraid of the fight being and being hurt again when being de-armored? If it was happening many times. This is where like those more existential spiritual truths come in. Like no one can hurt you without your permission, or the greatest strength that we have is our confidence in God. There's a, I think it's a Neville Goddard quote that is, your self-confidence is measured by your confidence in God. And I really think that we can embody that as women. And a lot of times it takes going slower, you know, not making decisions right away, but taking a moment, but then getting to a decision. We don't want to rush at it, but you got to make one. Every time you make a decision, you come back to zero point in creation again. That's when you're back in the void where possibilities are endless. When we avoid decision, we don't create a thing. That's, we're in the wishy-washy. So it sounds like there's a decision to be made here and you're not making it. That's what it sounds like. I could be wrong. Any other questions for me? It looks like we have about 2 minutes. How did you like that running the energy into the toroid? Did that feel nice? Yeah, now you feel like, woo, don't you? I find coming back to just these energetic little rituals that involve the body, but especially light up the sex, heart, and brain together. A woman is just like, fire. And you don't have to get back on the horse with the sword. This is where you let it come to you. And the heart is clear. And you know the desire. And what the heart feels and sees and knows is entered as truth versus the trauma that the body used to hold. Yes? I could speak forever. It looks like we're about done.
No, it's fine. Actually, we still have like around 5 minutes because the closing is really short. It's like 1 minute. So if any of the participants are having questions or comments or want to clarify something, you're more than welcome to join us in the chat or in the Q&A box. Whatever, maybe if you're in the panelist group, you could also unmute yourself and talk directly. Don't be shy, it's the last day. Day to release all your fears.
Okay, I'm not shy. I do not have any questions. I just want to say thank you very much. That was like, we call it in German Gänsehaut, like was like little pickles on the skin, like whoop. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Claudia. Yeah, beautiful. You're going to take that with you and use it, I think.
Yes, I already did on your Facebook page, so.
Oh, good. Yeah, come join me there. We're doing a really cool heart alchemy two-day event starting on Wednesday. So it's totally free. And, you know, now that you can see sort of what I do and the way that I help you with energy in your body, I really do think that women have this entire birthright we have not tapped into because we haven't been told how. And you don't have to necessarily do, you know, you don't have to get a crystal and stick it up in there. You can just do it all with your mind. You know, like there's a lot of ways to go about this. And I'm not knocking crystal wands. I'm just saying like, there's a million things we can do with our minds to open our feminine bodies to more health, more embodiment of the Great Mother. So we can receive more. It's like, it becomes like magic. Any other questions? You love to change the relationship to the masculine. Is it mostly about doing the visualizations? Any other tips? Safe space for men to get rid of it. Yes, okay. So I love that you brought that up because there's this saying, and I don't remember where I first heard it, so forgive me for not referencing, but the woman goes first. Women go first, and we go first in our frequency. So as much as I try to usher you away from doing things in a transactional way, meaning like if I change, then he changes, you know, that kind of transaction, it is a little true too, that as women change their frequency and de-armor and become more receptive, men tend to naturally feel a little more safe to be men. And then how that manifests and looks for each man is different. But I have observed that the more that I am not just soft and open, but receptive and also clear in my authority on what is yes and no to me, which I hadn't mentioned yet, a woman has her power from her no. The no lets a man know what's okay, and then he feels safe. It actually works that way. Then he doesn't feel like he's about to mess up. He's like, ah, now I know the rules of the game, great. He can choose to play or leave. So if you want to create a safe space for a man, I feel like a woman's responsibility is to first of all know what's your yes and what's your no, and to put down your sword against him, which isn't always, it's usually not even about him. It's about the men that came before him and the way that women taught us to think. Stuff your grandma said, stuff your mother said, whatever you read online. If he doesn't feel you about to fight him, you know how much better he's gonna feel? Oh my goodness. And let me tell you something, sisters. The more you put down the sword, the more men cannot wait to make you happy. Because they feel like they can now. They feel like there's a potential to win. If you're about to lop his head off, he's like, But if the sword is down and you know what your yes and no is, he's like, ooh, that sounds nice. I want to get to know her. I want to smell her. I want to get near her. We embody our inner queen. Yes. Website. It's my name, StefaniaShimano.com. But I highly encourage you to join the event that we're going to do on Wednesday, because that's the quickest way to get my help and get another step into the de-armoring process for free and very, very soon.
Can we find about your event via your website, Stefania?
Say again?
Can we find your event through the link of your website as well, or is it a separate link?
I would just go to the Wealth Medicine link of Facebook and request to join the group. That's a whole lot quicker.
Okay, so it's via Facebook. Okay. Then I guess we'll try to post that just under the live on Facebook group. And I think it's time. Yeah. Or if you can, that would be just awesome. And now I'll be slowly closing in, wrapping up.
There we go.
Oh, amazing. Wow, that's perfect. So we have all the links now. We have all the links again for the group. Thank you all the participants for joining this amazing session. Remember to join more sessions, join Stefania on Wednesday, join us in the Facebook group, enjoy more sessions of this channel. The next session will be at 4 p.m. UK time from Stefan De Sousa, coaching from the space of not knowing. Remember, if you want to rewatch the session later than 48 hours after, please upgrade your membership on the portal of the Embodiment Conference website, and remember that by doing this, you let all of us now enjoy it free and let this knowledge flow as well as with all these international energies. And I would like just to finish with your last top tip from Stefania on how to stay embodied, your favorite tip.
Come back to the body in ways that feel good to you. We leave the body when the body doesn't feel good or we think that being out of it is safer. The body must be created by you. No one else's job is to make you feel safe. You have to come back to who you are, and that is being a woman. If you do nothing else, come to the heart, come to the sex, and let them connect just with your mind. So a way to do that is to just put your hand on your heart, And we're going to do a yin breath together. In for three, out for five, starting now. One more. That prolonged exhale brings you into more yin. It gets you out of fight or flight. It reminds you that you are safe in this body, on this earth plane, at this time.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Enjoy it, and hope to see you in the next sessions. Thank you, all the participants. Bye.